In the words of the immortal Cosmo Kramer, the cat meow is out of the bag. I've got San Francisco and the under. Alex has Kansas City and the over. And we're about just a little over 48 hours from finding out who's right and who's wrong. Welcome in. It is a Friday edition, a super edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, as well as online at kgymradio.com. And this is a big one. We're going to squeeze it all into the 2 hours that we have for you. You get everything we've got before we walk out of the door here at 6 o'clock tonight. And it's going to start with the one, the only, Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Alex, we caught up with Lee earlier today, gave us a little insight.
He has insight on everything, the game, the prop bets.
He's got his daughter's working the national anthem prop for him. You will hear Lee coming up in about 15 minutes. Matt Verderam of FanSided with us at 4:30 today to preview the Super Bowl this weekend, which we can bring you right here on KGYM, Kansas City and San Francisco. And then inside the big hour, the 5 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com, and former Hawkeye basketball standout, longtime NBAer, and current color analyst on the Hawkeye Radio Network, the one and only Bobby Hansen, stopping by to discuss Iowa's 10-point loss at Maryland last night and a big home game looming on Sunday afternoon at Carver Hawkeye Arena against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Number one meets number two in wrestling at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. Penn State and Kale Sanderson coming to town.
We got Big Ten news.
This is huge. We got the Big Ten and Kevin Warren, the new commissioner, making no time, making waves, and the Super Bowl on Sunday.
You think that they dumped this kind of news on us right before the Super Bowl so it kind of gets overshadowed?
I don't know if that was the intention here or not, but Kevin Warren, the new Big Ten commissioner, coming out today and saying that the Big Ten Conference is backing a proposal that would allow athletes in every sport one transfer. No questions asked. You're immediately eligible.
They are the first conference to back such a proposal. It's an area that we thought is coming. It's a rule that we thought is in the future, and the Big Ten is jumping out in front of it like they usually do. So this was, remember when we had the what would you do on day one
on
if
day
you're
one.
Kevin Warren? Well, I think we know what he was doing on day one.
Our phone number and the text line, 319-366-1600. If you'd like to participate in the show, this is as much your show as it is ours. 366-1600. Is the First Federal Credit Union text line. You can get $200 just for opening a new checking account at one of First Federal's four Eastern Iowa locations. You can get details by visiting firstfedcu.com/KGYM. And keep that number handy, because coming up inside the 5 o'clock hour tonight, our final pair of tickets to see Korn, Breaking Benjamin, and Bones UK at the U.S. Cellular Center on Friday, Saturday, February 15th. We'll give those away sometime in the final 60 minutes of the show tonight. We are down a critical member of the team tonight, and with good reason. Alex Kuhn, Buttons, is, I'm assuming, carb loading. He's got a marathon to run tomorrow, but it's not
drinking a lot of water.
That type of marathon. Our very own Buttons turns 21 tomorrow. He took the day off today. I don't know what he's doing to prepare for tomorrow, but tomorrow we know what he's doing.
Apparently he's driving to Minneapolis today.
Today
for the
sober
marathon tomorrow.
And then tomorrow he's just, so we don't know, maybe Buttons has done his last show with us. We don't know. He may wind up who knows where, in a Mexican jail or something, if things really go south this weekend. We hope that he's back with us on Monday. 319-366-1600. The incomparable Jeff Downing is with us in the meantime, ready to hear from you on the other side of the glass. Again, the number, 319-366-1600. Number one meets number two in Iowa City tonight. The Hawkeyes losing at Maryland last night. The Iowa women picking up a victory. So much to get to. It's hard not to at least touch on Penn State and Iowa for a little bit because a Big Ten Network, by the way, if you're looking to watch this tonight at 8 o'clock, this is what Tom Brands and that program have been building for the last several years, an opportunity to take down Penn State. Penn State's won two of the last four meetings, four of the last six, I think, actually, including the last two. But Iowa has the lineup tonight to win this thing and remain at number one. And it's Tom Brands will tell you it's not about what you do tonight. It's about what happens at the Big Ten tournament, and it's about what happens at the NCAA tournament. But he also, in a fairly candid moment this week, said they've got this circled, they've got it asterisked, they've got it underlined. They are coming guns blazing tonight for Penn State. They want to make a statement, and they want to do it, and they're going to do it in front of a sold-out Carver Hawkeye Arena. And for I said this earlier today on my Sports View, for as much criticism as the basketball crowd gets at Carver, and it's never loud continuously, you have never experienced anything until you've been at Carver Hawkeye Arena for a highly competitive wrestling duel, whether it's Iowa-Iowa State, whether it's Iowa-Oklahoma State. And tonight, I have no idea if they have a decibel meter inside that building. It's going to be loud.
Like you said, it's the duel that everybody's been waiting for. And Iowa feels like they have a team that gets them back to where they want to be, number one. They have no interest in being number two or number three or number four, and that's where they have been more times than not recently because of how good this program that they're facing tonight has been. So they finally have their strongest team in recent memory. They're number one. Penn State's coming in number two. And of all of the fantastic duels that we talked about, Carver Hawkeye Arena hosting this season, it is an unbelievable home slate for the Hawkeye wrestling team. This is the one. They're all great, but this is the one.
It does not get any bigger than this. This match has been sold out for a very long time. Tickets on the secondary market approaching just a get-in price of almost $100. Wow. I think it was $85 the last time that I looked, but that was for the lowest possible price to get in. So most of the tickets have been running three figures for this duel. Again, if you missed the announcement earlier in the week, if you're going tonight and you don't want to deal with the parking, just like with basketball games, they do have a shuttle now from Hancher Auditorium to Carver Hawkeye Arena. They've added that for all of the remaining home duels this season, so that's going to alleviate some of the traffic issues tonight. I know that Rob, after he joins us here, is making a pit stop to shoot some high school basketball, and then he's going to Carver Hawkeye Arena, so he's got a busy night ahead of him. The Iowa men, we will get more into what happened last night at the Xfinity Center with Rob and Bobby Hansen coming up at 5 o'clock inside the big hour, but tough loss last night for the Hawkeyes. Not the end of the world, but it does, as I said on Love It or Leave It yesterday, put the emphasis on beating Illinois on Sunday to try to go 500 in this two-game stretch.
Yeah, it makes that game crucial. Not necessarily an eliminator as far as a top-four spot in the Big Ten, but sort of an indication of, are you going to stick around in the Big Ten or are you not? Are you going to keep your record at home flawless since that debacle against DePaul, or are you not? Are you going to fall into a two-game losing skid for the first time in a while? So this game, the game last night showed a lot of things. First of all, Iowa cannot survive Luka Garza foul trouble. They fought hard to do so, but then when Ryan Kreener also got in foul trouble, it was over. There were times where they're just CJ Frederick, when Joe Wieskamp was out, but those two were on the bench, CJ Frederick was the only viable scoring option on the court, and they were just trying to dog paddle towards land. It felt like they're just trying to survive, which I thought they did a pretty good job of in the first half, only down 4 at the half. But credit to Maryland, credit to Anthony Cowan, who had a fantastic night. But Luka Garza, Ryan Kriener, they have got to stay on the floor. And I think that was very evident last night.
Man, I saw a lot of complaining about the officiating last night. Don't be that fan. Don't be the fan who complains about the officiating. They probably missed some calls, but they probably missed some calls during the 4-5 game winning streak Iowa was on, too. So Iowa lost, Maryland won, and that's that. You move on and you focus on Illinois. This is going to be the most highly anticipated Iowa-Illinois basketball game in quite some time. Sunday, it's sold out as well. Hawkeyes are on quite a run of filling Carver Hawkeye Arena. The atmosphere should be fantastic, and hopefully Iowa beats Illinois, and then everybody can go their separate ways for their Super Bowl parties.
Once again, though, Luka Garza cannot get in foul trouble against Illinois.
Not on Sunday, no. Because Illinois will run them out of their own building.
And I know it was Anthony Cowan that was the leader for Maryland last night, but there were times, and good for Riley Till for coming into the game and giving Iowa good minutes, but when Kriener and Garza were both out, you had Jalen Smith, a potential lottery pick, a potential first-round draft pick, going up against Riley Till. And that's not a matchup that's going to work for you. So going into this matchup now against an even stronger big like Kofi Coburn, that just cannot happen if Iowa wants to win at home against Illinois.
Again, we'll get into this a little bit more in depth with Rob and Bobby Hansen at 5 o'clock tonight. Rob will share his thoughts on Iowa Penn State wrestling as well. We're going to bring you a big board update, and then we will play for you our segment from earlier today with the one and only Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, Matt Verderam of FanSided on the way as well here in the 4 o'clock hour. Alex, take it away.
The Iowa men's basketball team winning streak was stopped at 5 with an 82-72 loss to Maryland last night. The Hawkeyes were hamstrung throughout much of the night as both Ryan Kriener and Luka Garza picked up 2 early fouls and were battling foul trouble for most of the game. Iowa didn't have an answer for Maryland point guard Anthony Cowan, who had 31 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. They fall to 6-4 in the league, setting up a crucial home contest on Sunday against first-place Illinois with a noon tip-off. It's the duel that everyone has been waiting for. Number 1 Iowa, number 2 Penn State. It begins at 8 p.m. at Carver Hawkeye Arena in front of what is expected to be a capacity crowd. As Todd mentioned, the prices are going for right around $100 on the secondary market. The Iowa women's basketball team won their 9th consecutive game last night as they picked up a 77-66 win at Penn State. Kathleen Doyle had 23 points and 8 assists to lead Iowa. The win moves Lisa Bluter's team to 18-3 on the season, 9-1 in conference, which is good to keep them all alone in first place at the moment. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are at home this weekend for 2 games against the Youngstown Phantoms. 2 7:05 p.m. puck drops at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, 1 tonight and 1 tomorrow night.
Okay, he is giving away his selection and his play on the total, over-under. Both plays given away for free. He is Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. He's not asking you for anything. He's going to give you his expertise, his free play, if you stick around with us in the next few minutes. Lee Sterling on the way after this.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate, DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, Savings Buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Hey guys, it's time to get things in shape for winter at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim, 18-gallon Sterilite totes are just $5.99 each. Select Filtrete Allergen Defense Furnace Filters just $9.99 each. And Honeywell Cool Mist Humidifiers only $49.99.
Right, Hal. And Master Mechanic Booster Cables are just $9.99 at Vernon Village True Value, too.
Want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you here on a Friday, huge Friday. Iowa-Penn State wrestling to look forward to this weekend. Iowa-Illinois men's basketball, the Super Bowl on tap. Speaking of that last one, we'll have it for you here on KGYM on Sunday, of course. But let's check in with a friend of the program. It's been a while since we've talked with him. I think it was right before the end of bowl season. We touched base with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Let's try to make some money this Super Bowl weekend. Lee, welcome back, and how have things been going for you?
Good. The weather's perfect here in Miami. You know, I live here, and looks like it's going to be like mid-60s for the game, and people are fired up here because New England's not in the Super Bowl for the first time in a long time, so I think it's going to be a great matchup. And I was even on Radio Row on Wednesday, and I just taken a picture with Kamaru Usman, and then literally 3 minutes later, he and George Masvidal almost got into it. So always something going on in the 305.
Well, people are fired up here in the Hawkeye State as well, because this is the first Super Bowl where we can legally bet on it here in Iowa. The local sports book has about 17 pages of prop bets that you can pour over. What are some of your favorite props each year with the Super Bowl?
Okay, so I won't bet on the coin toss, but I do like doing the national anthem. So my daughter has sang numerous times for NBA teams and Major League Baseball and college games. And she always talks about a target time. They always give her a target time. So I think they pretty much predetermined the national anthem down to a second or two. And last year, my daughter hit four in a row, and she told me go over on Gladys Knight. And I'm like, really? She's getting up there. She said, nope. She listened to her voice. She had studied the tapes where she had done it recently in the couple years before, and she said she's going to go way over the 155. She does it in 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Now here with Demi Lovato, she's done it four times. The last time was over, but that was in Vegas that was the Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight, and it was right before rehab. So who knows what condition she was in when she sang that. Said she's looked shaky since she went to rehab right after that and had not looked the same, and my daughter studies her voice, says she's doing more riffing now when she sings, and just feels that she was nervous with the Golden Globes and messed up on a couple words, and feels that they're going to shorten it down just a little bit, make it 155 to 156, and it's going to go under the 2 minutes and 3 seconds there. Staying with some Miami 305 flair, we got the halftime J-Lo and Shakira, will both of them show cleavage? I'm going to say, yeah. I mean, minus 250. Maybe no butt cleavage. That line's out there also. If you think that's going to happen, you can win $500 for each $100 you wager. But I think J-Lo and Shakira have to show some cleavage. It's Miami. And then some prop plays I like. The best prop play I like is longest penalty, over 15 and a half yards. I mean, there's going to be a DB that has to hold someone and wants to make sure they don't get beat for a touchdown or a long gainer. Also, sacks. I think there'll be more than 4.5 sacks. Two of the top 12 pass rushing teams, and teams might come out a little tight to start the game. I like those. And also, first player to score a touchdown. I usually go with a long shot here. You want to make some money here instead of the favorites. Take a look at George Kittle for San Francisco, Mecole Hardman for Kansas City, because he runs back both punts and kickoffs, and he's a deep threat. And then you want to look at a couple player props. I like Patrick Mahomes, over 30 rushing yards. Raheem Mostert, under 69.5 rushing yards. I think he was maybe a one-game wonder. And then George Kittle, great matchup against the Honey Badger, over 70 receiving yards.
Yeah, I was just going to say George Kittle is the topic of a lot of prop bets here in the Hawkeye State, a former Hawkeye. And I've seen at certain places 70.5 yards, 73.5 yards as far as the over-under. You like him to have a big game.
Yeah, so I love Honey Badger. I think he's amazing. But George Kittle's 6'4", 250, and can run like a freight train. And you're going to tell me that someone who's 5'9 is going to guard him? I don't care if who it is. We've never seen anyone 5'9 that can guard George Kittle. And as great as the Honey Badger is, and as great as he played in the playoffs, just a mismatch.
We have one here locally, higher total, George Kittle's receiving yards or Iowa's point total on Sunday against the Illinois Fighting Illini in men's basketball. So just to give you a flavor of what's going on here in the Hawkeye State with this particular game, a lot of Iowa flavor to it. How about the game itself? Kansas City's been installed as a 1.5-point favorite, and the number is pretty much held firm.
Yeah, it has. I do think, though, by game time, I think that we're going to see the number flip around. I think we'll end up seeing San Francisco is a one-point favorite. And man for man, San Francisco's a better team. But it's one game. This isn't best out of seven, best out of ten. I just think that Andy Reid, I think he probably, when this game was decided, the matchup, I think probably on Monday and Tuesday, he sat in his office and dissected every game that San Francisco had played. And I just think he's going to be able to find some weaknesses in that defense. And Steve Spagnuolo on the other side, I mean, when he was defensive coordinator for the Giants in 2007, they ended the New England Patriots season and ended their dreams of going undefeated when they were 18-0. So I think those two guys have an advantage. How good is Andy Reid with 2 weeks to prepare, including the one Super Bowl loss he had with the Eagles? He's 19-3. So just think for the same reason why I chose LSU and the national title game, Joe Burrow had not had a bad game. I think Patrick Mahomes just hasn't had a bad game, and I think he's going to be able to handle that moment. So just can't trust Jimmy G every game except for the championship game. He's got three or four passes that are intercepted or should be intercepted. So respect San Francisco a lot, but I think it's Kansas City's time, and I think they win and cover here. 34-24.
The total in this game is right around 54.5 points at the Elite Sportsbook here. Any feeling this? Because the money is absolutely pouring in on the over in this game, right? And that can be dangerous.
It can. I think we're going to see that total end somewhere about 55, 55.5. I'd rather play the second half over. I think there might be a little nervousness to begin the game by both of these teams, and if that's the case, you know, you go into halftime and then you can let it rip. So I'll play the over 27.5 in the second half.
Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, what can people find from you this Super Bowl weekend at your website?
Well, do basketball also on, how about this, an identical, since January 2nd, we're on an 11-3 run in football, also 11-3 run in basketball over the last week. So you want to get involved, just go to the website, paramountsports.com. Free stuff there, too. We email a free selection every single Friday night. So you want to get that. We're 18-10 on those since the beginning of August, those free selections every Friday night that we send out for Saturday's action. And follow me on Twitter at Paramount Sports. I'll be at Rough and Ready tonight, the Barstool promotion. So be at those fights. So put a lot of pictures on there. Should be a lot of stars there. Follow me at Paramount Sports.
All right. Before you know it, it's going to be September, and we'll be checking in with you again.
We're going to do something before. I mean, we've got March Madness. So the Tuesday or Wednesday before March Madness, we'll break that down and have some fun with that, too.
If you're booking it with us right now, we're booking it.
Okay.
It's on the schedule.
Put it down. Put it
in
the book.
Lee, appreciate it. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, and there you have it. The Kansas City Chiefs cover the spread, and the game goes over. 34-24, 58 points. I disagree on both. So there you go. Lee sealed it. I gave my kiss of death earlier today on the pick six presented by Emil's Hideaway, and Lee just sealed it by going the complete opposite of me. So congratulations to the litany of Kansas City Chiefs fans here in Eastern Iowa. You guys are going to break your Super Bowl drought.
I think they will. As you, like you said, you heard on the pick six, but I am very excited for this football game. And it's not every year that I'm looking at a matchup in the Super Bowl and saying, I can't wait to see it. But the way that these two teams play, I feel like we got the best two teams in the NFL.
I do too. And that's going to make for a really exciting and fun Sunday. We'll have the game for you here on KGYM. And the good folks at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, I'm sure, will love to have your presence down there. This is an exciting time. It's the first Super Bowl in the state of Iowa since sports gambling was legalized here. And I do think that adds a little bit to this week. You don't have to get on a plane and go to Vegas to bet these props. You don't have to deal with the offshore sports books. I don't know about the national anthem, though. He said under.
I remember last year. Yeah, he said under because
there was
Demi
controversy.
Lovato, yeah, there was
last
controversy.
Year because who determines when it starts and when it finishes? And we talked with Jake Reed from the Elite Sportsbook earlier in the week. They don't have that particular prop because it's too hard to grade.
It is.
There's a gray area.
I remember. Was it Gladys Knight last year? I believe because I took the under and I remember timing it out. And I'm looking good about halfway through. She's flying along. And then all of a sudden, slows down some more. And I'm the timer, I'm looking at the timer, and it's over the total. And I was like, dang it. I thought I had this
one. You got to hang out with Lee's daughter. She's doing the legwork, apparently, on the...
Well, exactly. She's the person that gives them the insight on that. But I come back on Monday, and sure enough... Apparently it was under. The under it hit. So I don't know how they timed it. Whatever they did to time it was different than the way that I timed it.
Someone was asleep at the switch at the beginning of the performance. Demi Lovato doing the... Jay, how would you like to be the person that grades the tickets on whether or not cleavage was shown during the... Define how much cleavage has to show. Minus 250? There's not a whole lot of value there, is there? I mean, Lee's right. This is in Miami. It's going to be not necessarily a risque show, but there's going to be some cleavage shown. I think that might be the safest bet on the board. I'll have to go over the props and see if the Elite Sportsbook has that one on there or not. 319-366-1600. Great show for you. We're going to continue in the Super Bowl vein. Matt Verderam of FanSided going to be with us coming up in just a few minutes. We'll get his thoughts on the big game and then the big hour tonight. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com joins us after 5 o'clock along with Iowa basketball color commentator Bobby Hansen. All that and an opportunity for you to take home tickets to see Korn, Breaking Benjamin, and Bones UK at the U.S. Cellular Center on February 15th during Korn's Winter 2020 Tour. All that and more before 6 o'clock tonight. Don't go anywhere. More of the show on the way after this.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh!
So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM. A walk-off home run at the plate, or walk of life from dire straits, a long run from scrimmage, or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
Take a great exploration vehicle, add available intelligent adaptive cruise control with stop and go, lane centering, and speed sign recognition. And available intelligent four-wheel drive with terrain management system and selectable drive modes. And some more highly advanced features for doing highly advanced stuff. Then you have the 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned with more technology than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, need to control the vehicle.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
4:34, welcome back in to Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, also 107.5 FM and online at kgymradio.com, where you can imagine it's pretty easy to figure out what our poll question is today, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Who wins the Super Bowl? Will it be Kansas City or San Francisco? You can vote now, again, kgymradio.com, the website, and stop on in and say hi to the good folks at Emil's Hideaway for us on First Avenue Southeast here in Cedar Rapids. I did not leave the tab open Tuesday after buying lunch for all my coworkers, so don't try anything fishy trying to put drinks on my tab. But speaking of the Super Bowl, getting to the bottom of who's going to win and who's going to be very disappointed come Monday morning, Matt Verderam of FanSided, the host of the Stacking the Box podcast, with us to break down this game. And Matt, is it as simple as Kansas City's offense against San Francisco's defense? Is that where this comes down to?
I think partially, but I don't think completely. To me, the biggest key in the game does reside on with those two sides of the ball, and that I think for the Niners to win, they've got to get pressure with their front four. They can't blitz. They can't do a lot of exotic stuff. That's not who they are anyway. They've got to be able to pressure Mahomes and get Mahomes to the ground and get him to throw the ball away consistently. If they don't do that, I don't think they have a shot of winning the game. Now, on the flip side of that, I do think Kansas City's defense, nobody's talking about them. They were top 10 in points allowed this year. The last half of the season, they were the best defense in football by points allowed and one of the best by yards allowed. They shut down Derrick Henry. They are a good defense. You know, people don't see that because they just think about them offensively, and understandably so. Kansas City has been very very good defensively since about Thanksgiving.
The way that they defended Derrick Henry and the way that they sort of slowed down the Titans offense, does that give you any type of insight into how they're going to be able to slow down San Francisco, or is Kyle Shanahan maybe on a little bit different level as a play caller?
Yeah, it's different. You know, the Titans run with a lot of power, a lot of blunt force, so to speak. The Niners are a group of running backs, all of them, who are 4-4 type guys. Very fast. They're, you know, get the ball, make a cut, and go. It's not a lot of reading and reacting. It's just get upfield, get the yards you can get, maybe make a guy miss. So they are a little bit different in that regard. However, look, both teams love to run that outside zone. They want to get out around the corner. The Chiefs are not the biggest defense, but they're fast. So they do have the skill sets to kind of give San Francisco some problems. I think the Niners run the ball well in this game. I don't think it's a situation where they shut down completely. If they do, it'll be a blowout. I think the Niners are going to run the ball. But I do think, Kansas City's better than people realize against it. I think you're going to see Chris Jones move around a lot. I think you're going to see him at the end. You're going to see him at tackle. Same thing with Frank Clark. The Chiefs are going to give them a lot of different looks. I don't think they're going to stack the box. They didn't stack it against Tennessee. I don't think they're going to do it against San Francisco. They try to make them get into a couple of third and longs, and they've got to win on third down. That's the key for the Chiefs' defense.
Kansas City's got off to a notoriously slow start in the playoffs this year. Can you see San Francisco maybe getting out to an early lead on Sunday?
They could. They could. Both these teams are going to, should be in theory very good offensively early, because as everyone knows, these teams run these 25 plays. Some teams are different, but those scripts at the beginning of these games, that's typically when you're going to see, the best stuff in some ways, because they've practiced these plays all week long and they've schemed for them, and defenses are kind of just reacting to it and then playing off of that and going, okay, this is what they're going to do out of this personnel grouping and formation and so on and so forth. So I do think the Niners will look very good early. I think the Chiefs should look very good, although in the past couple of games, they haven't. Tennessee was able to stop them cold on a 3-and-out to start the game. Houston really didn't stop the Chiefs at all. The Chiefs kind of stopped themselves. They dropped a million passes. I think they dropped 5 or 6 passes in the first quarter. Otherwise, it would have been fine. But, yeah, San Francisco has the capability to do it. I would expect Kansas City to play a little better to start this game. But, yes, the trend has absolutely been that they've kind of been slow to get out of the blocks.
With the 49ers defense, they've been outstanding all season long, but when you go against Patrick Mahomes, it's a completely different animal. He can beat you when he gets out on the edge. He can beat you from the pocket. They're going to throw the ball 35, 40 yep. times a game. How do you go about trying to – what do you think the game plan is for San Francisco going into this matchup?
Well, you'll see people say they should do this, they should do that. Chiefs have been less successful against this. The problem and the reality is the same for the Niners. You can't change at this point. Not so you can't throw some wrinkles in, you can't do a few different things, but the Niners are a cover 3, cover 4, not a very big blitzing team. That's what they do. And I think it's beneficial to them that they don't blitz a lot, because the Chiefs just destroy teams that blitz. So that certainly helps. On the flip side, the Chiefs have eviscerated cover 3 and cover 4 this year, better than any team in the NFL. So I think for the Niners, and I said it at the top of the interview, look, they have to get pressure with 4 guys. Buckner, Armstead, Ford, Bosa, they've got to win those matchups. If they don't win, and he's got time, he's going to smoke them. They're not a great secondary. In fact, some of their secondary players are very average. The Chiefs are too fast. They're too well-skilled. The Niners, this whole game to me comes down to the Niners have to be able to get pressure early and often with that front 4 without blitzing.
FanSided's Matt Verderam with us, previewing the Super Bowl this weekend. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM between the Niners and the Chiefs. A lot's been made of the experience of Andy Reid going up against Kyle Shanahan, who's not necessarily been on this big of a stage before as a head coach. Do you put much stock into that?
A little. Shanahan obviously was there famously as an offensive coordinator. I know people have kind of used it against him that the Falcons, his Falcons in that game with a 28-3 lead. Well, it was his offense that gave him a 28-3 lead. I mean, it's not his fault. The Falcons couldn't do anything the last part of the game and made mistakes. So Shanahan's been there. His father's been there a couple of games. He'll give plenty of advice going into it. I think if there's any big advantage, it's just maybe the rest of the staff has more experience. Eric Bieniemy's played in the Super Bowl. Steve Spagnuolo's coached in the Super Bowl. He was the architect of the Giants defense when they beat that previously unbeaten Patriots team and held them to 14 points. So the Chiefs have a lot of guys. Brendan Daly, who's a defensive line coach, came over from New England, who obviously has a ton of experience. So the Chiefs have a lot of that on their staff. I do think that helps. But look, this game to me coaching-wise is fairly even. I don't think one team's drastically better than the other on the sidelines.
With Patrick Mahomes, I sort of struggle because you get certain people who aren't afraid to say, you know what, he's doing things that we've never seen before at the quarterback position. Then you get the others that say it's only his second year. Don't be hyperbolic.
Right.
How do you describe what you've seen from him the first 2 years of his career?
Oh, I'm anything but a hot take guy. I can't stand that. But I honestly, he's the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. Now, I'm 31. Take it for what it's worth, although I like to think I'm somewhat a historian of the game. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback ever. He's got to win a bunch of titles to be that guy, in my opinion. He's got to do this for another 15 years to be the greatest quarterback ever, even be in the conversation. But in terms of his talent level, mentally and physically, and I think mentally gets overlooked with him quite a bit, he's the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. He can make any throw from anywhere. He's not Lamar Jackson fast, but he's fast enough. He's incredibly smart. If you look at his career, and this is not hyperbole at all, he's never had a bad game. He's never had a – I mean, he's had average games. He's had decent games. Never had a bad game. He's never looked at his stat line or watched the film of the game and go, well, he really just didn't play well in that game. So the baseline – like, if you're the Niners in this game, if he plays just a good game, let's say something like 22 of 35 for 290 yards and two touchdowns, like, that's great. If you're the Niners, you'd sign for that in a heartbeat. And for most guys, it's one of the better games on the year. So I think he is a different animal. He's Russell Wilson in some ways. He's Brady in some ways. He's Rodgers in some ways. He's a very, very hard guy to stop, especially when you start factoring in all that's around him between the coach and the line and the weapons and so on.
San Francisco's got a lot of talented players on the defensive side of the ball, but who needs to shine brightest on Sunday if the Niners are going to win this game?
I'd actually say it's Dee Ford, ironically, who was, of course, on the Chiefs last year, and if he doesn't line up in the neutral zone, the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl last year as well. Dee Ford's going to have to play well because my suspicion will be, or is, that they will chip Bosa all game long. They will help Fisher. They will chip Bosa with the running backs. I think they'll play a little 3-on-2 game inside with the guards in the center on Buckner and on Armstead. Ford is going to have to do something against Mitch Schwartz. And Schwartz, in my opinion, is the best right tackle in football. He is a Hall of Fame level type of player. I mean, Mitchell Schwartz, at the end of his career, if he plays long enough, is going to be in that conversation. He's fantastic. He's an annual Pro Bowler, All Pro. Dee Ford has been good when he's played. He's on a snap count. He's on a pitch count. He'll be in one in the Super Bowl. They need him to do something in this game. Because if the Chiefs can just completely eliminate him with Schwartz, it then becomes, with the running back included, a 5-on-3 game up front. And the Chiefs can just double Bosa. They can double Buckner or Armstead. They can put Wisniewski or Duvernay-Tardif on whoever they don't double and be pretty solid in that matchup. And then it becomes a game of, okay, our four receivers are going to get downfield. You got to cover them. And even though you have a 7-on-4 advantage, then it becomes about scheme. It becomes about speed. It becomes about Mahomes. And Kansas City will move the ball considerably if that becomes the case.
How much sleep do you think each defensive coordinator is losing trying to figure out how to contain the opponent's tight end?
A lot. It's interesting, though. I think if the Chiefs, if there's one thing that maybe they're not losing a ton of sleep, and not because Kittle's not great. Kittle's phenomenal. I think he's the best all-around tight end in the league right now. But if there's one thing, the Chiefs might say, look, we're putting Tyrann Mathieu on him, and we're willing to just play that matchup straight up. Now, if they do that, Kittle's going to get hit. He's a great play. I mean, there are going to be times where he just beats Mathieu in a route, or he runs a little rub route, or he just flat out goes over the top of him. But I can see the Chiefs in this game saying, we'll put Tyrann Mathieu on him. We'll double on third down. We're not going to let him beat us. We feel like Ward and Breland can hold up against Samuel and Sanders, which I don't know if they'd always be able to hold up, but I think it's a battle the Chiefs would be at least adequate in. I think Kansas City, though, that's a matchup certainly. They're probably going to throw a number of different things, but I think Mathieu being on him will be chief among them. Kelsey's a different deal because the Niners play so much zone. You have to think – and this is part of the chess match in this thing. So if he's lined up in line, up against one of the tackles, and he's running a pass pattern, do the Niners try to bump him off his route with one of those ends? If they do, that guy gets kind of taken out of the pass rush unless it's a really long developing route. And then you're rushing three, essentially. So I think Kelsey's going to have a really big game. I think the Niners are going to try to double Hill. They'll take their chances one-on-one with Watkins. They'll take their chances one-on-one with Hardman and DeMarcus Robinson. But I think Kelsey will go off in this game. I think Kelsey's got a very big game.
Matt Verderam of FanSided with us for just a few more minutes. Check him out on the Stacking the Box podcast. America, at least the betting public, thinks that this game is going to feature a lot of scoring. A lot of people are on the over in this game. What are the odds that we actually get a good defensive battle and kind of a low-scoring game on Sunday?
I don't think it'll be a low-scoring because I just think Mahomes is too good. And I think in response to that, the Niners are going to kind of have to air it out a little bit. But I do think there's a game where it could be 28-23, something like that, where it's not crazy. I don't think you're going to see 20-17. I'd be shocked. But I do see, you could see that. You could see 28-24, 27-23. But I think the winning score ends up in the 30s. I'm not a big bettor, but I would take the over.
It feels crazy to be talking about this 2 weeks after Jimmy Garoppolo throws only 8 passes, but the 49ers this season have found a way to win games, and their offense has been a very good complement to their defense. But we've seen some games where the offense shows some that they are explosive, that they do have that kind of breakout ability. Can they flip that switch in this game against the Chiefs?
They're going to have to. I think they can. I do. They're going to have to. They're not winning this game running the ball or throwing the ball 8 times. It's not happening. Like, they're going to have to throw the ball 30, 40 times this game. I do think they can do it because their receivers are underrated. Samuel and Sanders are good players. Kittle's excellent. Even a guy like Kendrick Bourne in the red zone has been phenomenal. So, I mean, it's 5 touchdowns this year. So yes, they can do that, but they're going to have to. I don't think the Niners are going to be able to play this like, we're going to pound the ball 40 times kind of a game. They're going to run. Don't get me wrong. And I think they're going to run 20, 25 times. But at some point, unless they just totally shut Mahomes down to something no one has ever done with him, they're going to have to be able to win through the air. And I think that's really – do you think they can? That's the ultimate question in this game.
Matt, I get the sense that you're leaning toward Kansas City winning this game. If that's the case, does anybody other than Patrick Mahomes come away as the most valuable player?
I am leaning that way. I think it's a good game. I think they win by like a touchdown. No, I think he'll be the MVP. If they win, it'll be because he went out and threw for 325 yards and 3 touchdowns. He completed 73% of his passes. That's who he's been. That's who he's been all year. And in the playoffs, he's been ungodly. So, look, I think the Niners can win. Don't get me wrong. Anyone who's listening who's a San Francisco fan, not underestimation of your team. The Niners are very good. And if they can force a turnover, if they can get pressure, I think they absolutely can win this game. I think it's so much of a coin flip in so many areas. But for me, I believe in who. If you think it's close, who's the better coach, who's the better quarterback? I think the coaching staffs are dead even. I don't think the quarterbacks are dead even. I think Garoppolo is good. I think Mahomes is an all-time great, and he'll win the game.
Matt Verderam of FanSided, we appreciate the insight as always. Enjoy the Super Bowl along with the rest of us, and we'll touch base with you down the road.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Always a pleasure to have him chatting football with us. And chalk up another vote for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. If Kansas City wins the game, there's no way any other player's winning Most Valuable Player.
No.
Right?
No, there's no chance. That's the thing.
Unless it's 17-10 and the only scoring Kansas City does is defensively, and we know that the odds of that happening are so slim.
I just want to know how much money is pouring in on Jimmy Garoppolo, because I think people feel as though a lot of people feel as though the Chiefs are going to win, so just a lot of money is going to be going in on Patrick Mahomes. Are we going to see that late line movement in the game, and are we going to see that late money going in towards Jimmy G?
Well, and I like the point that was made on Matt Peralt's show earlier today. I was listening to it while I was driving around running some errands over my lunch hour, and that's the fact. Sorry, Rob. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com joining us here in the studio. But George Kittle, there's some value there at like 14-1 to be the MVP, except if he has a big game, presumably Garoppolo's throwing touchdown passes to him and other receivers, the quarterback's going to win the MVP, right? I mean, that just, it's either going to be Garoppolo or Mahomes. I would be very surprised if it's a player other than the two quarterbacks, just given the way that we think the game is going to play out.
Unless like a defensive play alters the game completely. on the 49ers side. If it's the Chiefs, no. I don't think anybody else from the Chiefs other than Patrick Mahomes has a chance of winning the MVP, but on the 49ers side, maybe.
We mentioned that Rob is in the studio with us. We'll get his thoughts on Iowa-Penn State coming up in just a little bit, as well as Iowa-Maryland last night. The Hawkeyes seeing their winning streak come to an end. We've also got our final pair of tickets to see Korn, Breaking Benjamin, and Bones UK at the U.S. Cellular Center on Saturday, February 15th. We're going to be giving those tickets away after we chat with the one and only Bobby Hansen coming up in about 10 minutes. All that and more. Stick around. The Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues after this.
Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura COO Dylan Miskowitz needed to hire a director of coffee, so he went to ZipRecruiter, posted his job, and found the best person for the role in just a few days. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
Our new PXG Gen 3 irons are the best golf irons we've ever made by a long shot. Gen 3 irons deliver game-changing distance, outstanding accuracy, with a feel so soft, it's like spreading warm butter on a hot biscuit. Oh my! Gen 3 irons are sold only at PXG stores, PXG fitting studios, PXG.com, and at select custom fitters like Club Champion. To find out where to get your set, visit PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG today.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It's a wireless world, and everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. So go with Raycons. Raycons start about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. And Raycon's latest model, the E25s, are the best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a comfortable noise-isolating fit. See what the hype is about. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/will. buyraycon.com/WILL. That's buyraycon.com/will.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet, like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
4:55, welcome back in the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, still on 107.5 FM as well as online at kgymradio.com. We'll have some news on 107.5 FM for you listeners coming up on Monday. Looking forward to it. We got a lot of stuff to look back on when we hit the airwaves on Monday. We'll have Iowa and Illinois in the books. That's just the second week in a row. Wrestling fans are very upset. We're not talking.
We did talk wrestling.
Yeah, but we're not going in depth to the point that they would like us to go in depth. And I said we're going to get into wrestling with Rob coming up after we chat with Bobby Hansen. They want it
now. That's all I've got.
They want it now. Doesn't work that way. The real world does not work that way. 319-366-1600. We are looking forward to chatting with Rob and Bobby Hansen inside the Big Hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, coming up in just a few minutes. Mention the tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin, along with Bones UK at the U.S. Cellular Center on February 15th. We do have those tickets as well tonight. We're going to give those away in about 25 minutes after we chat with Bobby Hansen. Rob has located his energy drink. For those of you who follow him on Twitter, at RobHowHN, he's got a busy night ahead of him, and he will be at Carver Hawkeye Arena for Iowa and Penn State. If you really are in a pinch and you really want in-depth coverage of tonight's showdown between number one and number two, KGYMradio.com. Wednesday's Gym Class podcast is available. Mark Ironside was on for about 30, 35 minutes on Wednesday and went in-depth.
Very in-depth.
Very in-depth on Iowa-Penn State. More in-depth than we two could possibly cover this duel. So there's your option for. We like options. We like choices around here. More on that coming up on Monday. But check out the Gym Class podcast at KGYMradio.com from Wednesday with Mark Ironside, brought to you by the Kurt Gustafson Agency. Lots of wrestling talk every Wednesday on the Gym Class with Scott and Mark. 319-366-1600. I really hope Buttons makes it through the weekend in the Twin Cities.
The Twin Cities are really fun, but maybe the going there during the winter and the cold will slow him down just a little bit.
And I've seen a number of people in this day and age just sort of poor boy it when it comes to turning 21, they act like they're not too.
No, he didn't.
Buttons was, he was looking forward to this weekend.
Do you have plans? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I got
yeah,
plans.
That was the answer. So hopefully we could have stories on Monday as well as a little Iowa basketball reaction, Iowa, Illinois, a sold out crowd on Sunday at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and the Hawkeyes come home licking their wounds after a 10-point loss on the road to Maryland last night. A friend of mine had Iowa plus 9.5 on a teaser. Was looking good for him for a while. CJ Frederick had the 4-point play, and then, well, things spiraled out of control the final 2 minutes of the game. Maryland wins it by 10, and the Hawkeyes now have a big game in front of them against the Fighting Illini. I will preview it for you next inside the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com with us in the studios. And the one and only Bobby Hansen, color man, alongside Gary Dolphin on the Hawkeye Radio Network, is with us next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
And Radio Sports Center. I'm Kevin Winter. It is expected to be an emotional night tonight at Staples Center in Los Angeles. The Lakers return to the court for the first time since the death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others when they perished in a helicopter crash on Sunday. The team has not revealed their full plans as to how they will honor Kobe tonight, but you can expect tributes before and even during the game. ESPN Radio will carry the pregame ceremonies and pregame respectiveness towards Kobe live beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Coverage also starts that time on ESPN Radio. Complete postgame coverage of the Blazers and Lakers and Kobe for the Lakers' first game, ESPN Radio as well. Breaking news from the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic suffered a sprained ankle in practice yesterday. You knew that. Coach Carlisle, how long is he out?
What I do know and what we're going to disseminate to the media tonight is that he will miss this next six games for sure. So we're ruling him out for those. And then we'll have more information on that Saturday of the second back-to-back road game next week.
Luka Doncic on ESPN Dallas, 103.3 FM today.
Coming up Monday, breaking down all of Super Bowl 54, and with the season officially over, pause, we look ahead to what's next for some of the big-name quarterbacks, plus the latest from the Lakers' first night back in action since the passing of Kobe. Golic and Wingo Monday, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
How do you after work? How about 20 beers on tap, a 180-inch big screen with stadium seating, and happy hour from 3 to 6? Yeah, that's the way you after work at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion. It's the place to go with the guys, catch some sports, blow off steam with darts or a game of pool, and take a load off. Hey, you gotta go to work, but when you clock out, it's time for after work. After work at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion.
It's a wireless world, and everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. So go with Raycons. Raycons start about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. And Raycon's latest model, the E25s, are the best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a comfortable noise-isolating fit. See what the hype is about. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/will. Buyraycon.com/WILL. That's buyraycon.com/will.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet, like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate. DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like you name it savings accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and change up savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
504, welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM. 102.3, 106.3 FM, still on 107.5 FM, as well as online at kgymradio.com. Plenty to get to here inside the 5 o'clock hour, or as we like to refer to it, the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his staff doing fantastic work, now going on 16 years in Iowa City. We appreciate their sponsorship of the 5 o'clock hour. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com in the studio with us, and we'll get to Iowa and Penn State, number one, number two, coming up in just a little bit. The atmosphere at Carver-Hawkeye Arena should be absolutely tremendous tonight, but we've got a special guest with us. It's not too often that we hear from him on the program, but the great Bobby Hansen, former Hawkeye standout, NBAer, and current color man alongside Gary Dolphin on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Is that a sufficient introduction, my buddy? What are you doing? How you doing?
Awesome, Todd. I'm watching the Phoenix Open. Watching good weather.
Little Phoenix Waste Management Open there.
Yeah, looking for my daughter. She's down there with her boyfriend somewhere.
All right. Well, it was not the result that we were looking for last night at the Xfinity Center, but the Hawkeyes coming home, licking their wounds going into this game on Sunday. Your thoughts on last night's game?
Yeah, unfortunate that two quick fouls on Luka, I thought, changed the complexion of the game completely early. And then two more on Kreiner, kind of a weird technical that he got making his second. And then, you know, they hung in there. And too much Anthony Cowan in the second half. But they battled, man. That's what I love about this team, is that they're fighters. And they're not going to back down. They're going to compete all the time. So, you know, that finishes a halfway mark at 6-4, Todd. And I think it's very respectable for everything that has gone on so far this year with injuries and losing players. And you got, one of the best players in the country, and Luka Garza, we're witnessing. And just unfortunate he didn't get to really perform and compete like he wanted to yesterday.
At the same time, isn't it pretty amazing that we've gotten to this point in the season, and that was really the first game that we saw Luka Garza in foul trouble?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's happened a couple times last year, if you remember. And he's a big man. They got to let him play. And some of those little early fouls, the one where, I don't know if they're identifying that as something they want to call this year, the little brush screen, and then he didn't impede the guy or push the guy off or anything. So I don't know. And it's, you got to let the big man play. It's fun to watch, and he's so strong and he's so relentless. And unfortunately, last night was the first time all year that, San Diego State, I think, Fran, we talked about after the game, said he had a little foul trouble there as well. So, other than that, he's been remarkable, and it's just such a great story and such a good kid.
Is that something they have to keep an eye on, Bobby? You talked about the screens, if that's a point of emphasis. Obviously, Iowa loves to run the flare screens, and Luke is a big part of that and trying to get perimeter guys open and then, scooting to the basket. Does he just have to hang in there longer? How can he avoid those ticky tacks?
Yeah, what happens, guys, is it's also on the guard, too. A lot of times in the NBA, when they started going to that, the big guys were getting called for moving. They want to do their job. They want to go free him up and set a screen. Well, the guard's got to wait. He's got to set his man up. So you got to look at it. They watch film. They'll see if he's moving or what the deal is. But got to call him both ways, too. You know, you're going to have to see a lot of that on Sunday. You got two big guys at Illinois, Benashvili and Kofi Coburn, that come up there and set screens for their guards. So, yeah, let's see what happens. But it's something that if he's moving, Rob, it's correctable. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the second foul, too. Lucas would be the first to tell you, I got to be a little bit smarter and not go after that offensive rebound that early in the game until you had maybe better inside position. But, yeah, I think it's something that absolutely is correctable, but we're a different team without Luka on the floor.
A familiar voice to Hawkeye basketball fans, Bobby Hansen, joining us here inside Friday's Big Hour on KGYM. And, Bobby, what have you seen from Luka Garza this year that has allowed him to take this big step forward? Obviously, last year he was still recovering from having that 9-pound cyst removed from him, and I don't think we fully understood just how much that set him back. But this season he's taken his game to a completely different plane.
Yeah, agreed, and had no idea that, you know, it was attached to his spleen, I guess, the cyst was, but they got it out, and yet he was the MVP out in New York at the at the two-game tournament. We went out there and knocked off UConn and I can't remember the other one, Oregon maybe. But, yeah, he was MVP of that one. I think he's got more space to operate now. Tyler Cook was on one block. Luka was on the other one. So I think Luka, now he's the man. You got a four-guard lineup in there that Fran's gone with after Nungy's injury. He didn't want to clog it up with Ryan Kreener in there, give him more space. So those guys can, you know, work around Luka, and he just is relentless. We saw that last year. We saw that his first year. But I think, to answer your question, Todd, it's health, it's room to operate, and the work that he's put in on his game, the face-up game. They like to call it Jack Sigma move or Kevin McHale move, where he faces up and he'll knock down that 17, 19-foot jumper in the short corner, and then he'll stretch him out there to make three-pointers. He's one of our better three-point shooters, so he's added that. And his footwork, he doesn't travel. I think he got called for traveling a few times early in his career, but I don't think this year at all. He keeps that pivot foot down. He takes the hit, plays through contact, and you're going to see a lot of that on Sunday afternoon when the Illini come with their big guys.
What about Ryan Kreener? It looked, other than the foul trouble last night, these past few games, he's playing some of the best basketball of his career. He's getting consistent minutes. He's playing a bunch of different roles, sort of the Swiss Army knife for this team. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, all that. A mature senior. I think a kid that realizes we're coming to the end there. What do we got, 12, 15 games left maybe at max? So, you know, he's enjoying it. You know, I'm sure he'd like to be in the starting lineup, but he accepted that sixth man role. And as Dolph and I like to talk about, Dolph brought it up right for the first time, was that he's a guy that could be your sixth man of the year in the Big Ten when you look at stats and what his production is to the team. So you can also see, you know, his value when Luka went to the bench and all of a sudden Ryan got one and then the technical got him two. But that was during a three-point opportunity where went played through contact and must have said the magic word, but stepped back up there and made his free throw and had to come out of the game. And then Fran and guys did a great job mixing and matching with Riley Till and Cordell Pemtel, his best game all year long. So, yeah, we need them all. And Ryan Kreener's a big part of the success so far.
Yeah, he took a forearm across the face on that play, and that's probably why he said something. Yeah, the guy came down on his head pretty hard, and Luka and Ryan are getting hammered pretty good down there. It's probably just a cumulative effect, but that's kind of what I saw.
Yeah,
but one fight I'm getting kind of tired of fighting, Bobby, is the Connor McCaffrey fight. Can you maybe some people listen to you more than they listen to me? Can you kind of explain what his value is to this team?
Yeah, it's a lot, Rob. And you know, I've always liked Connor. I liked him in high school. I liked his floor generalship, if you will, the leadership that he's got, control of the ball. He's not going to blow by you and beat Manu Ginobili. But once in a while, he will. He's working on a three-point shot. And I think that's where people get a little sideways. And I was explaining to my wife that coaches' kids are always and always have been targets for the casual fans that don't appreciate basketball. What you got to appreciate, Connor is his free throw ability, his toughness. He gets, you know, he's not afraid to mix it up, and he's part of that reason why we all love these teams. We love fighters, and Connor's a fighter, and you see him on the bus, on the plane, at practice. He's a leader with these guys, man. I think it's part of it is that baseball mentality, what he brings. But 13 rebounds, I don't think I ever had 13 rebounds in a Big Ten basketball game like he did a couple games ago at home. And when he makes a three-pointer, to me, that's a plus. Any points he provides, a plus. But, you know, you talk about Swiss Army knife, the utility guy, that's Connor right there. He can play any of the five positions if they have to. And he's a really good passer. When you got to get the ball inbound, you remember Joe Wieskamp's banker in winter last year at Rutgers. That was Connor, the trigger man, that threw that length of the court pass. So he's got tremendous value. He's obviously one of our top five players. And, you know, question with baseball, would he can go with that? Give up basketball? Well, I hope not. I hope he's a part of this team his entire career because he's the glue man that keeps it all together.
I'm one of the people who listens to you more than Rob, Bobby. So just to
you're not alone.
Well, I understand it. You know, I do understand. They want to see shots go down, and the shot isn't the prettiest shot. But he's working on it with Kirk Spierock. Kirk's our shot doctor, and he's going to surprise some people. We got a lot of basketball left, and you get into the NCAA tournament, and you know, you leave him open. He's going to just stand there and knock him down.
What type of game are you expecting on Sunday? It's been a while since Iowa and Illinois have sort of both been on top of their games. And it's a great rivalry when both teams are playing well, and I think that qualifies for Sunday.
Yeah, it does. And if you had to, you know, take a midseason report card on Coach of the Year, I'd be voting Fran and Pikel and Brad Underwood. Talking to their radio people, they throw in Mark Turgeon, the job he's doing, but I, you know, and Tom Izzo with the injuries he's had. So there's five really good coaches right there. And Brad Underwood, you know, he's got the team that he wants. And we were told last year, wait till you see this big guy, Kofi Coburn, come in there and move Benishvili over. But, you know, Ayu Dosunmu is making a believer out of me. Michigan probably should have known that he's going to be the guy that's going to take that last shot, put a bigger man on him rather than Xavier Simpson. But those are things Juwan Howard will learn and pick up as time goes on. But Trent Frazier, he's a cobra. He's deadly out there. He got us a couple of years ago down there, pushed the game into overtime with a crazy half-court shot. So they got some weapons. And it's going to be a physical battle. It's going to be like Iowa-Penn State wrestling is tonight, man. It's going to be a heated. You got a sellout. You're going to have Illinois people in there, and it's Sunday afternoon at high noon. And those are great Big Ten games.
A lot has been made about the quality of the bigs this year in the Big Ten, and there are plenty of them. Obviously, Iowa has a couple good ones, but one really, really good one of the best players in college basketball. We saw one last night in Jalen Smith at Maryland. Is it possible that Illinois may have the toughest tests, at least the combination of the two bigs that they have for Luka Garza down on the block?
Yeah, that's definitely fair. I mean, you look at the big guy at Penn State. You look at Miles Johnson at Rutgers, Mike Watkins at Penn State. And Luka's gone through them all. John Teske, he scored 77 points in two games on their big guy. And that's a 7'2" guy that has NBA, aspirations, and Juwan lets him play one-on-one. They don't help. They don't double. And Luka took it to him and really schooled him in both of those games. So, it's, you know, right on down the list. Look at the guys at Purdue we're going to see coming up when we go on the road next Tuesday night. You got big guy Matt Harms and then Travion Williams. So every night's a test. And I love big guys. I love big guys in the game. In my career in the NBA, and at Iowa, we had the Twin Towers and Greg Stokes and Michael Payne. We always had big guys, man. You got to feed them. You got to learn how to feed the post. Another part of Connor McCaffrey, he's our best post feeder. He knows how to get the ball down low to Luka or Ryan when they got good position down there. So, yeah, the big man's definitely a part of the Big Ten basketball season.
What time did you guys get back last night, Bobby?
Yeah, we landed, dude, at like 2:15. And then the bus takes the kids home to their car, and we hop in our cars and make our way to safety of home. And a little bit of a light snow shower. But the beauty of all that is nobody's on the road at that hour. You can get here safe.
Where I was going with that is, though, those guys get home at that hour, get up and go to class today, then go to practice, then they've got practice tomorrow, then a game. I've had people ask me this. At what point, or is fatigue going to be a problem with this team with the short bench?
Yeah, they're not really practicing, so you can practice probably is a lot of film,
okay,
and some free throws. We didn't even run at shoot around; they just ran through the kind of walk through the the Maryland scouting report. They didn't go up and down at all. So Fran's, you know, really trying to save those legs. They understand that. Mm. You know, the Penn State game was really hot, and that took a lot out of the guys with that one. But these are young guys, and I was asking our academic advisor, you know, do they still have Friday classes? I mean, are we really in the best interest of student athletes coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning from a long road trip on an 8:30 game out at Maryland? It's like, can't you play this game at 6:30 maybe?
Yeah.
But anyway, it falls on deaf ears. But, you know, the kids are – they love it. Everybody slept on the airplane a little bit. We had a card game going on in the back. But, you know, they're kids. They get up and do their thing and get ready to play Sunday.
Biggest question before we let you go, Bobby, Kansas City or San Francisco on Sunday? Who you got?
Yeah. I'm going to cheer for the Chiefs because of Podolak. It was 50 years for Eddie, and he's down there. And my wife's been texting his gal and having a good time down there. So I grew up a Chiefs fan, kind of switched over to the Bears, and like Joe Montana when he was with the 49ers, loved George Kittle and the team they got going there. But I think my heart's going to be with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, Bobby, appreciate the time as always. I picked up this beautiful framed print over the weekend in a secondhand store of Ronnie Lester, and I was trying to figure out what year it was from, and I took one look at number 24, and it was Bill Mayfield. It wasn't you, so I knew what season it was from. So appreciate the time, as always.
Last time they won an outright Big Ten championship, and that's why I wore number 24. I like William Mayfield a lot, and he graduated at the end of that year, and the number became available, and I said, I'll take that. My high school number was 42, just flip it around, and you know, didn't give much thought. The fact is, Niall Kinnick as well, so... you're right. That was 1979, probably, that picture of Ronnie going up against the defense.
And January 12th, the Indiana game. I looked up the date. Bobby, we appreciate it, and have a great call on Sunday afternoon alongside Dolph for Iowa and Illinois.
All right, man. Thank you. Anytime.
The legendary Bobby Hansen with us there. Good friend of ours. Known Bobby for a very long time, and a tremendous analyst alongside Gary on the Hawkeye Radio Network, and should be a good game. Illinois, you mentioned, Rob, I think you made a very good point about Iowa traveling back from Maryland. Illinois was at home last night against Minnesota, so they didn't have any travel. Now, they do have a small amount of travel to get from Champaign to Iowa City, but this is the point in the Big Ten schedule where every team starts to face a little bit of fatigue, some more than others. And that's really the big concern here when you look at the box score night in and night out and you see eight guys playing for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, they're kind of in this run now. And I overreact to the fatigue thing because I'm 50 and I couldn't handle that. But these guys are young and they rebound from that stuff pretty well. But you look at it, it's Monday against Wisconsin, 2 days off, travel all the way across the country, play Maryland, come back, like Bobby said, late, get up today, go to class. You know, then you got tomorrow to get ready for Sunday. Then you have 2 days. Then you go to West Lafayette. So this stretch here for this team, I am interested to see how they hold up from a, you know, just from a stamina standpoint, because these are all physical games.
319-366-1600 is the number you're going to want to keep handy, because we've got our final pair of tickets to see Korn, Breaking Benjamin, and Bones UK coming to the U.S. Cellular Center on Saturday, the 15th of February. We'll give those tickets away coming up in the next 15 minutes. Before we step aside and take a quick break, let's go ahead and bring you a big board update with Alex.
The Iowa men's basketball team winning streak was stopped at 5 last night with an 82-72 loss to Maryland. The Hawkeyes were hamstrung throughout the evening as both Ryan Kreener and Luca Garza picked up two early fouls and were battling foul trouble for most of the game. Iowa didn't have an answer for Maryland point guard Anthony Cowan, who had 31 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Hawkeyes fall to 6-4 in league play, setting up a crucial home contest on Sunday against first-place Illinois, tip-off scheduled for noon. It's the duel that everyone has been waiting for. Number 1 Iowa taking on number 2 Penn State. It begins at 8 p.m. at Carver Hawkeye Arena in front of what is expected to be a capacity crowd. The Iowa women won their 9th consecutive game last night as they picked up a 77-66 win at Penn State. Kathleen Doyle had 23 points and 8 assists to lead Iowa. The win moves Lisa Bluter's team to 18-3 on the season, all alone atop the Big Ten standings with a 9-1 league record. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are at home this weekend for two games against the Youngstown Phantoms. Two 7:05 p.m. puck drops at Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, one tonight, one tomorrow night.
All right, that will do it for the first segment here inside the Big Hour, again brought to you by Steve Anderson and his crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Congratulations to them on the start of their 16th year in business. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com continues our discussion, and we'll get a little of his thoughts on Iowa and Penn State, number one and number two, the biggest duel inside Carver Hawkeye Arena in quite some time. It's on the way tonight at 8 o'clock. Rob's thoughts on that and more after this.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
Hey guys, it's time to get things in shape for winter at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim, 18-gallon Sterilite totes are just $5.99 each. Select Filtrete Allergen Defense Furnace Filters just $9.99 each. And Honeywell Cool Mist Humidifiers only $49.99.
Right, Hal. And Master Mechanic Booster Cables are just $9.99 at Vernon Village True Value, too.
Want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, as well as online at kgymradio.com. And first things first, before we head on down the road further with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com, our final pair of tickets to see Korn, Breaking Benjamin, and Bones UK, February 15th at the U.S. Cellular Center, are yours right now if you are caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. Buddy's very familiar with caller the number 6. That's half an order of chicken wings. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. You're off to see Korn during their winter tour 2020, stopping at the Cell Center on the 15th of February. Tickets on sale now, Ticketmaster.com, the Cellular Center, U.S. Cellular Center box office, or your caller number 6. Those are the three ways that you can get them from us. Buddy Lee filling in for Jeff Downing, who was filling in for Buttons tonight on the program. He'll let us know who our winner is coming up in just a little bit. We'll get back into basketball in just a second, Rob, but don't want to bury the lead here much further. Iowa and Penn State tonight. You are stopping at Carver Hawkeye Arena. It's your final stop on your winter tour this evening. A little high school basketball mixed in after your appearance here with us. Sold out. Tickets going for three figures on the secondary market. Number one, number two, biggest wrestling duel we've seen at Carver Hawkeye Arena in quite some time. What are you expecting tonight out of Tom Brands and Kale Sanderson? I think fireworks.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, this is the marquee, you know, front porch of college wrestling. This is, you know, the historically great program in Iowa to the upstart last decade Penn State. And Penn State, not, you know, Iowa are always good. But let's face it, Penn State has, you know, taken over the mantle of King of the Mountain from Iowa. And Iowa gets to see tonight if it gets back up there again. And this doesn't mean that whoever wins tonight is going to win the national championship. When you get to Big Ten and the NCAAs, that's a whole different animal completely. But for Iowa, in its pursuit to get back up on top of the mountain, if I can use that cliche again, this is the next step.
Biggest match tonight. Which one do you think could be the decider?
That's a tough one. The marquee matches are 65 and 74, where you have one versus two. Joseph and Marinelli, to me, is going to be the most fun match just because they've gone back and forth through the years, and they'll go at it. And then Hall and Kemmerer also should be really fun. You look at that 97 match will be interesting. And then also 84, where you have two freshmen in Brooks and Assad, both guys that are pretty accomplished on the national scene, but just kind of getting their college careers going. So those are a couple that I'm looking at. You got to think that, Spencer Lee is going to win pretty easily. And then obviously 33 with DeSanto and Bravo Young, also a key match for tonight. So unfortunately for Iowa, Max Murin's out and Carter Happel will be in there at 141. So we'll see if Carter can take advantage of that opportunity.
319-366-1600 if you want to join us on the First Federal Credit Union text line. John in Cedar Rapids, our winner tonight of the tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin at the U.S. Cellular Center. Second time that Iowa and Penn State have ever met as number one and number two. You got to go all the way back to 1986, and it didn't work out too well for the Nittany Lions back then. Iowa won 35-5, of course, 86, sort of the height of the Dan Gable era. Spencer Lee has scored bonus points in all 10 of his matches this season. He is an absolute machine.
He is a machine, and I was wondering, a lot of guys in his position will take the redshirt year and get ready for the Olympics. He's going for it and going for his third national championship in a row, and then also trying to make the Olympic team. He is, it's funny, I was talking about this with somebody earlier this week. If you had to pick for this calendar year, and I know we still have quite a ways to go, who is Iowa's athlete of the year? When you look at, guys on the football team, you look at Luke Garza, look at Spencer Lee, you look at Kathleen Doyle. I mean, it's a really good group right now in Iowa City.
I will say this. Usually with those awards, they give them to the person who's the most unexpected. We saw what Spencer Lee was, so it wasn't unexpected that he was going to be this good this year. Probably Luca Garza.
Unless his game just completely goes over a cliff here due to fatigue or sudden foul trouble, my vote would be Garza.
Over if Spencer Lee wins his third straight national championship sometimes, and makes the Olympic team.
Sometimes people get penalized, whether or not it's right, for being as good as they are. You saw, how many times did Urban Meyer win Coach of the Year in the Big Ten? He never did because everybody just expected Ohio State to do what the Buckeyes always did. That's kind of my guiding principle in that discussion. People get really upset about it. Spencer Lee's great, and sometimes greatness actually hinders people when it comes to awards or recognition like Athlete of the Year. And you make a great point, Kathleen Doyle, having a tremendous season as well.
You have a chance to have the men's and women's Big Ten Player of the Year. I mean, they're probably the leading candidates right now for that. Todd, you've been doing this a long time. We're really in a period right now where who was I talking to? Maybe it was Greg Bruner, that this is as good as it's been since the 80s.
Across the far as football, both basketball programs and wrestling, I would absolutely agree with you. The planets are sort of aligning here. Which season, men's or women's basketball, has been more improbable in your mind? Because Lisa's team was expected to sort of go off the cliff a little bit as well with Megan Gustafson out of the picture, and they've been fantastic as well. And what, 9 wins in a row now, undefeated in the calendar year 2020? You got to go all the way back to the tail end of 2019 before they suffered a loss. And again, sometimes the most rewarding seasons are when expectations are low. And whether, unless you were the biggest homer in the world, expectations for the men should have been fairly grounded this season.
I would agree. I think probably more was expected of the woman of the women's team just because of, you know, Doyle coming back and Meyer coming back and you know, some other players on that squad coming back. I don't, the wild card is just, it's Garza. No, you, there's no way you could have seen this coming.
No.
And that's, to me, but it's hard. That's a good question, Todd. I don't know. I mean, the women are 9-1 in the Big Ten. You know, that's really good. I mean, after losing the National Player of the Year, they're both just great stories this year.
Yeah, the Iowa women at least had a team that was somewhat veteran coming back. They had a couple of really good seniors in Kathleen Doyle and Mackenzie Meyer. But like you said, Rob, 18-3 overall and 9-1 in the Big Ten is just...
What have they won? 31 in a row at Carver?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
What they're doing right now, there's no way anybody could have expected it, but I'm with you on Luka Garza. That, in this day and age of basketball, and with what we had seen from Luka Garza already, I don't know if a lot of people thought that there was... there's nobody that thought that there was this level of improvement possible, but much improvement at all coming from him. He was already good. That was the thing. He was already a good player, and all of a sudden he takes everything that he's done and just shatters it and completely transforms his game. And like I said, in this day and age, college basketball with guards dominating the day, you just don't see bigs being able to take their team and carry them on their back the way that he has.
And we've talked about it. He's not doing it against cream puffs in this league. Every night there's a good big man on the other team. And he's still, even last night, I mean, he got 21 points last night on a really off night.
How much of that had to do with, I don't want to say the officiating, but the physicalness of that game? I saw a lot of people complaining about the officiating. I didn't hear a whole lot of complaining during the winning streak. It's funny how officiating only affects the outcome of the game when teams lose. But
Juwan Howard complained when it was, 30 foul shots to 5 for Iowa?
Yeah, I didn't hear too many Iowa fans rushing to his defense. So what goes around comes around. It was a tough game to watch, though, last night, because it seemed to be fairly physical and benefiting Maryland to a certain extent. But also, you can't shoot like that on the road and expect to win too many games in the Big Ten. I think they were, 6 or 7% below their season average, and that's not going to win you too many games on the road in the Big Ten.
And not having Kreener or Garza in the middle allowed Maryland to just have its way in the paint. I think Maryland ended up with 34 points in the paint. That's a lot. And I just think it was bad enough when Garza got sent to the bench after whatever it was, 5 minutes. But then when Kreener, you figure you at least have a senior to bring in to kind of, you know, bridge the gap between Garza having to sit and come back in. But then when Kreener has to go out too, that was just too much to overcome.
Remember the stretch where Garza got in foul trouble and then Kreener got his second foul on that technical, and then Fran took Joe Wieskamp out of the game for a breath? What are you supposed to do? You're dog paddling at that point, and you're not going to be able to score much. You're not going to be able to score much, if at all, with that lineup out on the court, because they're just going to check C.J. Frederick. They're going to run him off the three-point line and dare anybody else to score the basketball. And when you have that lineup out there, it's just not going to work. And I just think at this point, the fact that it took this long for them to get in foul trouble like that, and they were able to battle back and only be down 4 at halftime, when they were playing pretty much the entire second half of that first half with that lineup, I thought they did a relatively good job, but they were hamstrung for most of the night with those two kind of on and off the bench and not being able to play full defense because they were worried about fouling and that horrible double foul call. Don't even get me started on that, but I think all the struggles last night, even the shooting, somebody asked if you think that the shooting woes from the last couple of games have to do with fatigue. I thought they shot pretty well in the first half of that game before those two got in foul trouble. When those guys go out, there's so much more pressure on Joe Wieskamp and C.J. Frederick without those two guys in the game.
And Maryland's very good perimeter. They have that Morsell, really. He did a really good job on Wieskamp after Joe got off to a good start. So Maryland's a tough matchup. If you don't have your big guys in there to threaten them in the post, they can play even more pressurized defense on the perimeter, and it's really hard to get through them.
I think Illinois has got a really good shot at coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena and winning this game on Sunday. How far off base am I?
Oh, I think it's a toss-up game, and it's good that for Iowa, obviously, that it's in Carver coming off of that road game, but Illinois won at what? They won at Michigan, Wisconsin. What's the other road win they have?
They win at Purdue or
Penn State, maybe?
Penn State, that's what it was.
They have the most road wins of any team in the Big Ten, at least they did.
Think about that. They won at Penn State, Michigan, and Wisconsin. That lets you know that they certainly are capable of coming in here and winning on Sunday.
And there's probably, I know it's a sold-out game, but there's probably going to be a couple thousand people, maybe 1,500, we'll be generous, wearing blue and orange. The Illini fans tend to travel.
Will they wear it into there, or will they peel off the shirts and then have the Illini shirts underneath?
It was one of the darkest, darkest days of Iowa basketball when the Orange Crush took over Carver Hawkeye Arena about a decade ago.
I wasn't around for that
one. It was not pleasant. Those years were not pleasant, but that game in particular.
Then after that, they tried to finagle it so people from Illinois couldn't buy tickets through the Iowa ticket office or something.
Something like that. They didn't quite go to the Nashville Predators route of not allowing anybody with an Illinois zip code to buy tickets, but it wasn't pretty. This is a really good rivalry when both teams are good. It goes back in particular to the mid-80s and Tom Davis and Lou Henson. It's been a while since Illinois and Iowa have both been at the top of their game, but I think Sunday at Carver Hawkeye Arena, this could be a great game between two teams. And Kofi Coburn, Alex and I are huge fans of his. I was going to joke with Bobby about working with Dolph on the pronunciation Sunday. We don't want to have any slip-ups with the FCC, but Illinois has got some guys who can ball.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that Georgie Skidishvili
just say it really quickly.
He's kind of deferred somewhat to Coburn, and they've coexisted. I wondered how that would work, but they've been able to manage and make it work.
Because he was a guy that has NBA aspirations.
Right, right.
And after his freshman year, it wasn't necessarily the discussion that he was going to leave, but maybe he would test the waters. I think he might have, actually. And you see the egos of certain kids. You bring in a guy like Kofi Coburn, and he's done a great job. That's the thing about this team. Iowa can't get in foul trouble.
No.
Luca Garza and Ryan Kreener can't get in foul trouble. Because
and you can send Coburn the Freshman of the Year award now. There's no in the Big Ten, there's no reason to even wait on that.
I'm no NBA draft expert, but does that not look like a lottery pick to you?
Yeah.
Does his skill set not look like a lottery pick to you?
And, DeSumo's impressed me this year. I was not a big fan of his last year, but he has worked on his game. He's much more well-rounded this season. And he, and then with Frazier, they have nice pieces that they remind me a lot of Iowa. They have pieces that complement each other.
A 9406 on the First Federal Credit Union text line says, can you imagine this team with Moss and Cook? I can. It'd be a little bit messier right now. Sometimes less is more. And I think
they miss Bohannon the most out of all those guys
in that
picture.
And that's not a knock on Isaiah Moss or Tyler Cook there.
Not at all.
But it certainly makes things a little bit easier for Fran McCaffrey as far as...
Or if I could have one guy back, it might be Nicholas Bear.
Yeah, and speaking of Swiss Army knife type players.
Yep.
A guy, a really good college player, not an NBA guy, but a really good college player. You have enough of those on your roster, they can carry you to great heights. 319-366-1600. For those of you wanting to join the discussion tonight on the phone lines, we have Buddy Lee pinch hitting for Jeff Downing, who was pinch hitting for Buttons. We're so far down. This is a game in extra innings right now, and we don't want to use the backup catcher because if something happens to the starter, we don't have anybody to come in and catch. That's where we're at as far as the roster tonight with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com joining us in the KGYM studios. Let's go ahead and take our final break of the night. When we come back, we'll switch gears, talk a little Hawkeyes in the Super Bowl on Sunday with Rob after this.
The Iowa Attorney General's office has dedicated a hotline for survivors of clergy abuse. Advocates are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. to take confidential reports and refer survivors to resources. Know that you are not alone. Your story could help us better understand the issue and what actions to take. To make a confidential report, call 855-620-7000 or visit iowaattorneygeneral.gov.
Sponsored by the Office of the Iowa Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-253-3660. 1-800-253-3660.
Today's horoscope brought to you by Geico.
Capricorns, today is a perfect day for romance and fun-filled activities with your partner. And by fun-filled activities, we mean shopping for car insurance. Luckily, you'll find that switching to Geico could save you hundreds of dollars a year. You'll keep this day of romance going at the hardware store by arguing for half an hour over the color of your backsplash. Love is indeed in the air, Capricorns.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet, like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone.
5:45, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on a Friday night here in Eastern Iowa, and that means high school basketball is on the way for you. We'll be stepping aside shortly to bring you a couple games, Scott Unash and Miles Klotz. No Scott on the call, I apologize for that. It's going to be Jeff Downing tonight on the call of at least one of those games.
He's going to take the place of Miles Klotz.
Oh, he's taking the place of Scott and then Jeff filling in for Miles.
Correct.
I can't keep all of this stuff straight. Blame it on the Super Bowl. Super Bowl has me completely off kilter this week. My pick is in. I've got San Francisco beating the Chiefs. I've got the under, which means the public is probably right because the public has been pounding Kansas City in the over, and I can't pick a winner to save my life. I just can't at this point. But it leads us to where I wanted to go all along with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com here in our final segment of tonight's Big Hour, and that's the Hawkeye flavor at the Super Bowl on Sunday. In particular, Mr. Kittle, what type of game are you expecting George Kittle to have on Sunday against that Kansas City defense?
Friend of the Big Hour. He's got the good mojo going for him.
That's right. He gets the bump, although we've had Christian Kirksey on the show, but I don't think he's been with us here in this particular segment. So George has a one-up on him and Neiman from that standpoint.
We've had Beathard on this hour, too, a couple years ago.
I think there you go. So the Big Hour
Soldiers.
Big Hour leaning heavily toward, skewing heavily toward the San Francisco 49ers.
And we have had Ben Neiman on.
We during the Big Hour?
Yes.
Okay, so.
After his senior year.
2-1. 2-1.
But a lot of Big Hour mojo down in Miami.
We were having this discussion earlier in the week. The Kirk Ferentz era player who went on to the NFL, who was most fun to watch in the NFL, not in college, in the NFL. And the conversation came down to like Dallas Clark, Bob Sanders, and George Kittle. Now, is there recency bias there with George Kittle or?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, he's doing historic things for the tight end position. So, no, I don't think that. I loved watching Marshall Yanda, too, but that's just.
Has he officially announced that he's done or he's.
No, somebody. I saw somebody trolling and put that out there that he had retired and a bunch of people bid on it. But no, he is. I think he said he's going to wait a couple weeks and kind of step back and see what he wants to do. So,
mulling his options.
Hall of Famer, without question.
Oh, absolutely.
And my vote would be for Bob Sanders. I just loved but I'm biased. I loved watching him at Iowa and in the NFL.
Has a tight end ever won MVP honors in the Super Bowl?
That's a good question. I do not know.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of one, but
I would say no, but
George would be the guy to do it. Although, as I said earlier, if he's got a couple touchdown receptions, that means Garoppolo's thrown at least a couple touchdown passes, and this is going to be a game decided by the quarterbacks.
It's a good story on Anthony Hitchens. I think it was in the Dallas Morning News this week just about how Dallas let him go, just said they couldn't see the value in keeping him.
Are you telling me that Dallas made a questionable personnel decision? I can't believe Jerry Jones would be capable of doing that.
Yes.
By the way, there has never been a tight end to win the Super Bowl MVP.
Okay. And there probably won't be Sunday either, but we're all pulling for George Kittle, friend of the program, the Big Hour bump. I'm sure he would join us on Monday if he won Super Bowl MVPs on Sunday. I won't lose any sleep over that, but we'll see. Your pick for the game, Rob, Kansas City or San Francisco?
I wouldn't bet on it. I've gone back and forth. The two things that I kind of hang my hat on when I look just, you know, on the periphery, on the outside of a game before digging in, is who has the really good defense and who has the really good quarterback. And you've got San Francisco's really good defense against, like, a once-in-a-generation quarterback. So I'm going to lean towards the quarterback. I'll take Kansas City, but I'm not confident enough that I would go to the window with it.
All right. Well, we have somebody who went to the window at the beginning of the season, John in Columbus Junction, holding that 40-1 ticket on the 49ers to be victorious on Sunday. John, you're going to get the last word on the Super Bowl with us. What's up?
Well, I just thanks for taking my call. I'm actually getting ready to go into the Riverside Casino and drop a couple more wagers on MVPs and the final outcome. Todd, do not be scared of your pick. You are spot on. I'm taking your lead. I'm going to go under the point spread.
All right. All right. Well, if San Francisco is going to win the game, I think it's going to go under. That's my reasoning there.
And I agree with you. I think it's going to be 30-19. That's where I'm going to lay it at.
30-19.
That's where I think it's going to land. But I love you guys. I love talking to you. Thank you so much for letting me to share Niner Talk with you. And I'm pulling for George Kittle to be the first tight end to get an MVP. And that's where I'm putting my money on, him and Deebo Samuel.
14-1, I think, on Kittle, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
I'm gonna place a couple more wagers and see how things pan out. And come Monday, I'll be calling you. And it's either going to be a great day or a terrible day, but I'm going to call and share it with you guys regardless.
All right. We appreciate it. And my fingers are crossed that it's a good day for John, even though that means it would be a really bad day for us because we share an office with Scott Unash. And if the Chiefs lose on Sunday, it's not going to be pleasant in the office on Monday. But We'll see. Someone's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. He's our Mattress Mac. He's down there throwing money around on the Super Bowl, John in Columbus Junction. So Rob is siding with Kansas City. You're Kansas City. I'm San Francisco, and the folks listening at HawkeyeNation.com are upset that we're not talking about the Hawkeyes right now at this point. There's not much else that can be said about last night's game against Maryland, and we've touched on pretty much all we can with regard to Iowa and Illinois. Sold out, should be a tremendous atmosphere and a great game between Iowa and Illinois. We will look back on it during Monday's local programming. Iowa-Penn State coming up tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, number 1 and number 2. Have a great weekend, folks, and we will be back with you on Monday. Local programming returns with Scott and Mark on the Gym Class at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll have it for you this weekend right here on KGYM.
If you're a man over 40 and you're getting up at